94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio Sharon Downing from the Morton House Museum. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing great, Ray. Thank you.
Welcome back to the microphones. It's been a little while, and glad to have you back to tell us about all the things going on at the Morton House Museum.
What is
the Morton House Museum? I can't imagine anybody listening hasn't heard about it or doesn't know about it, but what is it?
The Morton House Museum is the oldest standing building in Benton Harbor. It was built in 1849 and has had a series of upgrades as the family grew and changed. But it's a beautiful home that when someone enters, they're really surprised at how magnificent it is on the inside. Also, we take time to have an educational side. One of our goals is to educate the public on the Benton Harbor history. So we have a speaker series, and then we have a special event series that runs throughout the summer and a couple events in the fall.
Now, you spoke of it as a building, but it's really, I mean, it's the Morton House. It's a house.
That's correct.
So if you drive up and you've never been there, don't just look for this, you know, bricks and mortar type building. It's an actual home that was occupied by the Mortons, right?
That's correct. Four generations of the Mortons. It's a big white house with colonial pillars out front. And you can't miss it. It's on the top of Morton Hill.
Yeah, it's easy to get to. Well, you spoke of events and activities that are almost nonstop going on. So first off, what are the hours? When is the museum open for people to take tours?
The museum is open on Wednesdays from 10 to 1. And on Saturdays, which is every other Saturday, mm-hmm. from 10 to 2.
Okay. And you can stop by. And does it cost anything to take a little tour of the...
It's $5.
It's $5 to go through. Yep.
Right.
But you can be a member also of
That's
the Morton
correct.
House Museum.
And if you're a member, you can come to the speaker series for free.
Any of those. And being a member, you can get in and take a tour pretty much anytime you want to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The hours are open. Yep. Now, coming up on... what would be Saturday the 20th, you've got an event called the Quilts of Valor. Valor. Did I say it correctly? Quilts of Valor. Tell us about that.
Well, this, I think, is really probably one of my favorite events, and we've never done it before. It's a mission to cover service members and veterans touched by war with comforting and healing quilts of valor. So what they do is, one of our board members is a excellent quilter. She made 5 quilts that are of a reasonable size, that large enough to go over your shoulders and, mm-hmm. and come around the front. And so we've picked 5 veterans that will be receiving these quilts of valor. There is a ceremony that goes with it, and we actually put the quilts of valor around the recipient and give them a big old hug.
Isn't it? It's a great thing. I know some of the churches that will do what they call prayer blankets, similar
right.
to it, where if a member of the congregation is in the hospital for whatever reason, they'll make these blankets or prayer quilts, and then everybody stands around and they put their hands on them and say a prayer, and then
right.
they're given to people.
Which is great.
Yeah, and my wife actually was in for a procedure, and they brought one to her, and she was asleep, and the pastor brought it in, and we laid it across my wife as she was asleep. And I mean, it wasn't very heavy. So, but anyway, her reaction and the smile on her face, and you could see the warmth in her face and her facial expressions. And she was asleep at the time, but just, you know, prayer is powerful. And,
yeah, extremely.
And I'm glad to see that the Quilts of Valor are going to be presenting these 5 quilts to veterans, honoring them for their sacrifice. So it's the event is July 20th from 10 to 2, but the presentation is going to be at what time then?
The presentation will be at 11 o'clock, and that will be inside the Morton House.
Okay.
And then Dan Gibb.
G-E-I-B.
Sorry, Dan.
Yep.
we'll play Americana music after the presentation till 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So I think he's... more of a band. Well, he's a string guy,
mm-hmm.
so it's going to be either a guitar or a banjo or something of that nature. And ice cream will be served.
I'm there. I'm there. Get me with ice cream or bacon.
Bacon. I'm a bacon lover.
I love bacon. So, yep. So ice cream's going to be served as well. And
right.
then there's another special guest coming in.
Right. Chuck Yeager. He is also one of our board members. And he wrote a book recently about the Federation of Women's Clubs. And he's going to do a talk on the patriotic missions of the Federation of Women's Clubs.
Okay.
And also Chuck wrote a book, an accompanying book, and it is for sale now in the gift shop.
In the gift shop there. Yep. His book is available, Federation of Women's Clubs, Missions of the Federation of Women's Clubs. So this is coming up July 20th. It's called The Quilts of Valor from 10 to 2 at the Morton House Museum. And if normally it's $5 to get in, but if you mention Ray at this event, they'll get in for free, right? Or is it just free for anybody to come in?
Well, we can give a plug for you, Ray.
I always like to take credit for things that are free.
Just there you go. There you go.
My name, so.
The actual event, you know, the presentation of the quilt, the ice cream, the music, all that will be free. If you do want to take a tour of the house while you're there, our normal admission is $5. So
come for the presentation.
Come for the presentation.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think the house is something you want to see further, the upstairs is adorable.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd love to show it off.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, it's Quilts of Valor. It's coming up July 20th from 10 to 2 at the Morton House Museum. Basically to cover service members and veterans touched by war with comforting and healing quilts of valor. There's been five quilts, you said, that have
been
made.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So put it into your calendar and plan on attending. The presentation's going to be at 11, and then there's going to be some music at 1 and ice cream, and Chuck Yeager is going to be there as well. Talking with Sharon Downing from the Morton House Museum, by the way, here. But this is coming up on the 20th, and then you've got another speaker series that's coming up in August that we want to mention now to get onto your calendar.
Right, right. I also would like to say about the Quilts of Valor, we'd love to have veterans in attendance.
Okay.
To support these veterans that are being honored. So if you're a vet and you want to come out, please do. We would love to have you.
Okay, good. And more information on this event probably on the website.
Yep, we'll give that at the end here. So
Yep. I'll give you the website here in a couple of minutes.
All right.
So we got another speaker series that you teased a little bit earlier on coming up in August.
Right. It's August 13th at 7 o'clock. It's our speaker series. It's called 1930s Quilts Now and Then.
Another quilts themed.
I know, yeah. I know. Well, quilting is very popular in St. Joe. There's
right.
There's a lot of quilting guilds and that are here in the community. There'll be a trunk show of modern 1930s quilts from local quilters, and the presentation or the talk will feature information on the 1930s quilts, fabrics, and designs.
Will there be some quilts on display, I would guess?
Absolutely. We did this last year, and it was really successful. And so I know the quilting community has been talking about it. So the 1930 quilts are the most sought after by quilt collectors.
Why is that?
Well, they have certain trademarks that they still use in quilting today.
That they used back in the 1930s.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Correct. Okay. That's correct. Well, and they're absolutely, I've seen them. They're phenomenal. You know, considering, see, what is it, 1970, 89 years?
Right.
That, you know, that a piece of fabric and a design will still be current.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a wonderful time to spend time with your quilting friends. So if you have any interest in quilting, you'll meet quilters there who can help guide you and maybe get you interested in the sport.
That sounds like fun. You call it a sport. That's fun.
I know.
So quilts from the 1930s, like you said, are some of the most sought after by quilt collectors. They're going to, like you said, certain trademarks and characteristics that are still used in quilting today. So we can learn more and talk to some local quilters about everything.
That's correct. And to me, it is a sport.
Yeah. Is that right? I've never tried that.
Anything with sewing.
Yeah. Do you like to sew yourself quite a bit?
I'm trying to teach my granddaughter, but I'm failing at it.
Are you not having much luck? Not doesn't have the patience, maybe? Is that what it
is? Well, I don't have the skill level, so I'm going to have to, she and I will have to attend classes at somewhere.
Okay. All right, so let's recap. We've got the Quilts of Valor coming up, kind of recap when that is, and then recap when the next speaker series is again, in case somebody just tuned in.
Right. July 20th from 10 to 2 is the Quilts of Valor. It's a mission to cover service members and veterans touched by war with comforting, healing Quilts of Valor. The presentation is at 11, and then Dan will play Americana music after the presentation until 1. Ice cream will be served, and then Chuck Yeager will talk about the patriotic missions of the Federations of Women's Club.
Okay.
And this event is free. The only thing that if you want to take an additional tour of the home, our admission fee is $5.
Okay. And then the next speaker series?
Is August 13 at 7. And it's called 1930s Quilts Now and Then. And there'll be a trunk show of the modern 1930 quilts from local quilters and a presentation about quilts, fabrics, and designs. So these quilts are very sought after by collectors. So we're expecting to have a good turnout.
And for more information about either one of these, the Quilts of Valor or the 1930s Quilts Now and Then?
Right. Well, our building is at, the house actually is at 501 Territorial Road in Benton Harbor at the top of Morton Hill. We're on Facebook and we have an email address also at mhmdocents@yahoo.com. So
just look for some information.
Yeah, the
there.
Majority of the people are finding us on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's kind of our main source of advertising for the house.
Awesome. Some great events coming up. I'll check it out at the Morton House Museum. Sharon Downing from the Morton House Museum, thanks for taking time out of your busy day and talking with us.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.